USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
After 6 months in office, President Biden gets a terrible report card from Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal.
Actress Pam Anderson just sold her Malibu, California estate for nearly $12 million. The new owners, Lauren and Kate Kreiss, paid $4,000 a square foot. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. I think he should resign, Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake.
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.